Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're focusing on one of the most intellectually influential figures in the modern conservative movement, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, a key architect of the philosophy known as national conservatism.
He has had a very rapid rise in national politics. Before he was a senator, his background was in the law and academia, not politics.
That's right, and his intellectual background is key to his political brand. Josh Hawley is a graduate of Stanford and Yale Law School. He clerked for Chief Justice John Roberts at the Supreme Court, which is one of the most prestigious positions a young lawyer can have. After that, he became a constitutional law professor at the University of Missouri. His first foray into politics was in 2016, when he ran for and was elected Attorney General of Missouri. He served only 1 2-year term in that role, but he made it very high profile by launching major antitrust and consumer privacy investigations into Google and other tech giants. That fight against big tech became his signature issue and the springboard for his Senate campaign.
And in 2018, he ran for the Senate and defeated a Democratic incumbent. How did he define himself in that race? And what is the national conservatism he champions?
He ran as a new kind of Republican, arguing that the party needed to move beyond its old orthodoxies of free trade and corporate tax cuts. National conservatism, as he defines it, is a philosophy that puts the interests of American workers and communities first. It's skeptical of globalism and free trade deals that he argues shipped jobs overseas. It's hostile to large, multinational corporations, especially big tech, which he believes hold too much power over the economy and public speech. And it's very focused on strengthening the American family through social and economic policy. He argued that the GOP should be a working-class party, and that message was successful, making him the youngest senator in the country when he took office.
Let's drill down on his signature issue, the fight against big tech. What specifically does he want to do?
He is arguably the most aggressive critic of big tech in the entire Senate. He believes that companies like Google, Meta, and Amazon are modern-day monopolies that are harming competition, stifling free speech, and exploiting user data. He has introduced a flurry of legislation with a clear goal to break their power. He has proposed bills to ban social media for children under 16, to outlaw certain data collection practices, and, most significantly, to launch new antitrust lawsuits to potentially break up the largest tech companies. He is also a leading critic of Section 230, the law that gives tech platforms liability protection for the content their users post. He sees this as a multi-front war against what he calls the tech oligarchs.
The other major front in his political war is against China. What is his position on U.S.-China relations?
He is one of the Senate's most prominent China hawks. He views the Chinese Communist Party as the single greatest national security and economic threat to the United States. His approach is not just about competing with China, but about fundamentally decoupling our economy from theirs. He has introduced legislation to ban TikTok, to reshore critical supply chains for things like pharmaceuticals and microchips, and to punish American corporations that he believes are too cozy with Beijing. He argues that decades of free trade with China were a mistake that hollowed out American manufacturing and strengthened a strategic adversary. His goal is to reverse that trend and rebuild America's industrial base.
So between his focus on big tech and China, he is really trying to reshape the Republican Party's economic and foreign policy agenda.
That is exactly his project. He is not just a senator. He is an ideologue who is actively trying to build the intellectual framework for a post-Trump Republican Party. He uses his positions on the Judiciary Committee and the Homeland Security Committee to advance this vision. His frequent speeches and writings are aimed at persuading other conservatives to adopt this new nationalist, populist agenda. Whether you agree with him or not, he is undeniably one of the most important figures in defining what conservatism will look like in the 21st century.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.